Local.
Love local.
Love local.
We love local.
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 At Cecil K's Hometown Market, Love Local is what started this adventure in the first place and what keeps us getting out of bed every single morning. Choosing to shop at your local grocery store is a vote for Love Local.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley. A high wind warning begins at 7 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 11 p.m. tomorrow night. High temperatures reach up to 69 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside. Okay.
Welcome out to Dodge City, Kansas, the United Wireless Arena. It's a sign for Class 1A Division I girls state basketball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Welcome into the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory here on the MSC Radio Network, powered by Giant Mobile. Jake and Boz with you out here in Dodge City. Back in the studio, that's Megan Sturton and Kirk Kilman running the ship so you at home can enjoy all of the action. It's the fourth-seeded Centralia Panthers taking on the two-seed Pretty Prairie Bulldogs in this third-place matchup. Only one time in these schools' histories have they faced off, back in 2022 in the state tournament. Pretty Prairie defeated Centralia in that game 37-35. Head coach for the Panthers is Dusty Thompson. I sat down with him a little bit earlier this morning, getting him ready for this game, and he gave me some inside information of what to expect from this matchup here in this third-place contest. You'll hear from that and more just in a little bit as our pregame show continues here on this Rainbow Communications sponsored broadcast on FM 103.9 FM KNZA. Quick timeout. We come back. Head coach Dusty Thompson here talking about Centralia Panther basketball ahead of this Class 1A Division I girls third-place game. You're listening to The Road to Glory, but presented by Giant Mobile, sponsored with Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Let's go Panthers! The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. all to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Hey, Kansas Land back here in Dodge City. We continue on here with our pregame show, getting ready for Centralia, Pretty Prairie for the third place game in the Class 1A Division 1 Girls State Tournament here at United Wireless Arena. Jake hanging out with you once again. We've got head coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers with us. And coach, a tough loss yesterday against a very good opponent in the Little River Redskins. Just tell me about how last night went. I mean, the game, you know, we talked about it yesterday in our post-game show. Things just didn't go your guys' way yesterday, but you guys had a chance to kind of relax last night, get ready to rock and roll for a third-place game today.
Yeah, you know, and we got back to the hotel last night, and you can tell the girls disappointed in where they're at, but got up this morning, went in practice, and I felt like by the time we were done with practice, you could tell that they were ready to be back on the floor. You know, we looked a little slow, a little sore starting with. By the time we were done, like you said, you know, they lace up them shoes, they step on the floor. I think I know what we're going to get out of them.
You made a comment yesterday, and I want to highlight the two seniors on your roster, their last go around here in a Centralia uniform, but obviously talking about Claire and Cora. But, you know, the message was, hey, how do you want this senior class to go out? You challenge your girls with that. You feel that the resolve of this team is wanting to send those girls out on a winning note.
Yeah, it is. You know, I said all year long, this is a group that, in practice, you know, I think I told you yesterday, in practice we do drills where they can beat the crap out of each other and we move on to the next one and they're about all back on the same team again. And I think it's important for those underclassmen and just as important as for those seniors to go out on a high note today.
What's it mean for the program to bring home, you know, three straight years a trophy? You know, a couple years ago was a third place trophy. Last year was the title. This year an opportunity to do it again. What's that mean for this program?
Oh, you know, I think it means a lot. You know, I told them yesterday in the locker room, as bad as it felt sitting there last night, there's a lot of teams that would be in your place, you know, so they've got something to play for today, you know, and it shows where this group is, and I said, I think we'll find out today, you know, people will get to see what exactly this group is made of in this third place game.
Not about it. Well, Coach, appreciate you the last couple weeks, all season long, being gracious with us, spending some time with us. Good luck today.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Panthers. Starting lineups and tip-off coming up next. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by the MSC Sports Radio Network and Giant Mobile here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last.
Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to United Wireless Arena. This time for Class 1A Division I Girls State Basketball. Jake and Boz with you here courtside in the United Wireless Arena. Back in the studio is Megan Sturton making it all possible for us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to the Giant Communications TV and Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha. We're going to bring Boz in for the first time here today. Boz, we've seen this Centralia team many, many times this year. A formidable opponent today in the third-place matchup against the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. The Dogs come in at 23-3 at the heart of the Plains League. What are your keys in this matchup here today as the Panthers try to go three straight years bringing a trophy home?
Well, I think, as always, when you're playing in the consolation matchup, it's difficult mentally to get in the right headspace. You lost a chance to go to the championship game the night before, so it's just tough to get your mind right to play this game. But here's what I expect out of Centralia. They're going to bring it. I have no doubt. I just know this team well enough and the energy that they're going to play with. I'm sure they're a little ticked off. They didn't make it. Didn't get the win last night. They're not playing for a state title. I think they're going to try to take that out on Pretty Prairie. I really feel like Centralia is going to try to control tempo better than they did yesterday. I would expect them to come out full court pressure. They run some different full court zone traps, 1-3-1, 1-2-1-1. I just think they're going to control tempo and pressure the heck out of Pretty Prairie.
Pretty Prairie, 47 points per game. They do, however, turn the ball over 20 times. That might play into the hands of the Panthers, led by head coach Dusty Thompson. Let's give you your starters. The visitor on the scoreboard today is the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. It'll be 5'5" junior Amity White, 3 points a game. She wears number 2. Lauren Detter, a 5'5" sophomore, 5 points, 3 boards a game, wears number 4. Haley Vogel, the 6 foot junior down low, 10 points, 10 boards, 5 blocks a game, wears number 11. Anna White, a 5'6" senior, 8 points, 5 boards, wearing number 14, and Adriana Ford, a 5'6" sophomore, wears 21. Same starting five for the Panthers and Hayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Keelan Rempe, Tava Gibbs, and Josie Haverkamp. Kramer, a 5'7" junior, 11 points, 4 boards a game. Thompson, a 5'7" senior, one of two seniors on this roster, with Claire Heinen. Also Rempe, a 5'6" junior. Gibbs and Haverkamp, a 6 foot forwards, averaging 14 points, 10 boards a game for each of the twin towers. This is two seniors left for Centralia for final games of their careers. You look at the opposite side, Pretty Prairie, just one senior on their roster, so two teams that this might be a matchup in the future as well. It's Tava Gibbs
lined up in the center circle with Kaylee Vogel. The officials are ready. We hope you are as well. We are underway in the third place game. Chip controlled by Pretty Perry and a quick turnover by the Bulldogs. It's taken away by Hayden Kramer. Here come the Centralia Panthers in their home white, on white uniforms, moving left to right. Gibbs. Top of the key, Hayden Kramer fires a three. Rims out of the rebound, Josie Haverkamp. A tie-up, possession stays with the Panthers.
It's so loud in here. We got the Centralia student section right behind us. I love it. The whistle blew. I couldn't even hear it. Pretty Perry in their road blue-on-blue uniforms with the red numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Here's a 15-footer up and through by Taylor Gibbs. Nice blob play. Baseline out of bounds by the Panthers. They score 40% of the time out of those. Across the timeline, here come the Bulldogs. Knocked out of bounds off of Centralia's Keelan Rempe. Lauren Detter, sideline entry right in front of us here. Again, Pretty Perry moving right to left. 23-3 on the season. The two seed in the state tournament. There's a quick whistle. A blocking foul will be called here on Cora Thompson. It'll be her first, team's first here in the quarter. I love to see early in this game, Centralia, a ton of energy, a lot of smiles on their faces. They're happy to be playing in this game right now. Dump down low to Vogel. Shot rejected by the Panthers. Josie Haverkamp. Here come the Panthers in transition. Hayden Kramer, skip past the left wing. Wide open corner three from Rempe. Kill it! Keelan Rempe, 6 points on her first-game average, just 1 point yesterday. She triples that output here in this first quarter. We talked about tempo. I think Centralia really wants to push the pace and near steal from Pretty Prairie, but Centralia retains. Three turnovers early here by Pretty Prairie in this ball game, Boz, and Centralia's pressure, definitely the energy. You talked about it. We'll just call you Thomas, not Nostra.
That's right.
But 5-0 early here, only 1 minute gone by, and the Panthers are rolling to begin this third place game. Gibbs, center of the court, crosses the timeline with the right-handed dribble. Looking to drive left lane line. Blows by her defender. Thanks, shot is good. Taylor Gibbs with four in the game. The Panthers jump out to a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, some more full court pressure. Into the middle of the floor goes the Denner. Up the floor quickly to four. Drives baseline. Shot over Gibbs. Missed. It's an air ball. Rebound backside. Josie Haverkamp. Panthers looking to push again. Up the floor to Kramer. Drive down the left wing. Pass down low to Thompson. Knocked out of bounds from off of Vogel. It'll be Centralia basketball underneath their basket. 6:23 to go in the first. Panthers lead 7-0.
Yeah, Kramer tried to throw that ball across the lane over one of the tallest players on the court, Kaylee Vogel, 6 foot junior. She is awfully long.
Into the game, more length, Ava Gehring, 5'10 sophomore. Here's a shot up, missed, short, rebound for Pretty Prairie, and Gehring has it. Trapped on the near sideline. Throws it across the timeline. Ball free on the deck. Picked up. Knocked into the backcourt off of Centralia, and it's collected by Pretty Prairie, still in the backcourt. It's White. Try across the timeline, and she does. Gets it up to Ava White. Into the lane, kicks to the right corner. It goes to Detter. They'll reset offense for the first time. You've seen Pretty Prairie actually get in an offensive set in this game. Baseline drive. Kick out to the left wing. Ava White drives in. Her shot missed. Rebound. Ava Gibbs of the Panthers and Rempe running the floor quickly. Panthers nearly turn it over, but Kramer's got it. Nice spot up the floor to Haverkamp, but it's just through her hands. Turnover on the Panthers, their first of the game.
Yeah, it's just what Centralia's wanting to do right now. They're trying to force pace of this game, tempo. They're pushing the ball at every opportunity.
Again, 20 turnovers a game for the average for Pretty Prairie coming into this one. Three early here in the first quarter. 5:40 to go in the first. 7-0 Centralia with the lead. Pressure broken by the Bulldogs. Going right lane line. Knocked out of bounds off of her own foot. Ava Gehring, the sophomore. Fourth turnover here on Pretty Prairie. Give credit there to Taylor Gibbs just showing herself in front of her.
Well, one thing I think you notice right now, we talk about the turnovers that Pretty Prairie typically has per game. Centralia's trying to speed them up and make them uncomfortable.
That's
exactly what's happening.
Right wing three, sorry, Boz. That shot a little off the mark. It'll be a rebound for Pretty Prairie and a foul on Centralia, or oh, this is going to be against Pretty Prairie. And that's going to be her second. Cora was fighting for position down low. That'll bring in the sixth player off the bench for Centralia and sixth girl of the year in our area, Melina Becker. 8 points, 5 boards a game, 5'10" junior. Pressure applied, turnover here off the Bulldogs. 5 now in the first quarter. Panthers in the front court, down low to Gibbs. On the right blocker shot, rejected by Kaylee Vogel. She averages 5 blocks a game.
Yeah, fortunate Tava Gibbs was there. It looked like a
skip pass across the lane. It got deflected and fell right in the hands of Tava Gibbs. And one thing against Vogel, she's got really long arms, 5'10". She can reach her arms up pretty high. A little shot fake would be really good for Tava Gibbs or Josie Haberkamp.
Rempe, corner three. Countess! Keelan Rempe with two triples in the first quarter. The Panthers lead is 10-0.
Good to see Cecilia shooting the ball a little better. There's a steal from Becker.
Malena, top of that full-court pressure. 6 turnover, and it's 12-0, Centralia.
Trap in the backcourt. Ball post three. Keeping it alive, and I got timeout. Yes, timeout here by Freddie Curry.
4:46 to go in the first quarter. Centralia dominating. It's 12-0. 30-second timeout. We're back right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on FM 103.9 KMZA. Jake and Boz with you. Megan Thurton back in the studio out of the Pretty Prairie timeout. Bulldogs with the basketball, trailing Centralia 12-0. 4:36 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia, Pretty Prairie basketball.
Yeah, as you can see what is happening right now, Centralia full court pressure all over the place defensively, anticipating passes really well. But once Pretty Prairie gets into the front court, they don't back off defensively. They are still right on you.
Maya Tanking checks in for the first time. The 5'4" sophomore replacing Keelan Rempe. Here's another turnover. Number 7 in the quarter for the Bulldogs. Hayden Kramer in the backcourt. Skips up to Tanking. Maya downloaded Josie Haberkamp. Nice head fake around the defender. Bank shot missed. Offensive rebound. Putback is good. Josie Haberkamp, her first basket of the game. She had 25 yesterday. Here's a quick turnover on Pretty Prairie. Taken by Haberkamp. Now Gibbs. Left wing. Maya Tanking. She'll fire a three. On the way. Off the rim. No. Rebound, fought for, bodies hit the deck. It'll be a good.
Haberkamp came flying in. I'm not even kidding. There was four players, two for Pretty Prairie, two for Centralia, and Tava came flying in and knocked everybody over, all four. And Josie is laughing right now because she got knocked over by Tava. It's like bowling pins. All four just fell down.
The energy. We've talked about that. You know, it's good to see for this team here today.
And here's something I want to say real quick, too, is I've heard conversation of, let's just get rid of the third-place game. Not a chance. Let these girls play another game.
Turnover here by Pretty Prairie. Josie Haberkamp steal. Layup is good. More smiles on the junior space right now. It's 16-0 Centralia. 3:45 to go in the first. Another deflection. Another turnover. Another Becker layup.
Can't write the steals and turnovers fast enough right now.
18-0 Panthers. 3:33 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball still in the backcourt. Nearly another turnover by the Bulldogs, but they break pressure. Gibbs defending. Kip comes near wing. Brenna Schrag, three-pointer, partially blocked by Tanking. Offensive rebound, putback. That's swatted away by Haberkamp. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Centralia basketball. Maya Tanking, Buzz, a 5'4" sophomore with a three-point rejection.
Yeah, I love the energy. Back to what I was saying, I don't want to hear people say, let's not do the consolation game. It's one more opportunity for these kids, whether it's the girls' side, guys' side, it doesn't matter. This game is still important, and the girls are playing like, hey, we want to be here right now. Tons of energy from Centralia.
3:16 to go in the opening quarter, Buzz. It is 18-0. Centralia leading Pretty Prairie. This is the two seed. Ball deflected, saved in by Centralia, but the Bulldogs keep it at the turnover on the Panthers, and then the Bulldogs get it right back. Quickly at the floor. Tava Gibbs, run out opportunity. Bank shot is good.
Thought you were going to say maybe Tava tried to open dunk right here. She was open.
But as we were talking about, just the energy level right now from this team, the smiles, not only on the girls, you're seated on Coach Thompson, Coach Rempe, Coach Becker, these girls and this team
is looking good here early. Well, that semifinal game last night, there's so much emotion that goes into that. You could be absolutely drained after that game.
11th turnover on the Bulldogs, taken away by Maya Tanking. Up the floor to Rempe on the right wing. Now Malena Becker, she'll fire a three. That's short. Out of bounds, 2-3 Prairie. And even on a missed three-pointer right there, the smile's grinning from ear to ear.
I love it. It's one thing to, you know, be excited to go play a basketball game. It's, sometimes you can let the nerves get the best of you, and I can't know how to say it. It's not that you don't enjoy playing, but you can be so hyper-focused on playing well that you don't enjoy what you're doing.
Bulldogs break pressure this time into the front court. It's Dennis. Her pass deflected but picked up here by Schrag. Schrag, baseline drive. Gets it off to Ava White. Her shot missed, but she's fouled, and that's on Cora. That's number three. It is Cora Thompson. Third personal foul here in this first quarter. Again, only two seniors on this roster. Thompson, one of them for Centralia. She's going to have to come out of this game. First free throw up off the back heel. Spins around and out. Schrag at the, check that, Ava White at the line. This team for Pretty Prairie Boss, just a 51% free throw shooting team. Ava White, 58% from the line.
Interesting statistic right here early in this ballgame. Still 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Centralia has 16 shot attempts. Pretty Prairie only has 7.
They make the second, their first point of the game.
Pretty Prairie applies some pressure. Centralia breaks it. Haver camp. Now a right wing three on the way by Keelan Rempe.
Oh, it gets stuck. It gets stuck between the rim and the backboard. It's a jump ball. Possession will go to the Bulldogs.
Well, she's been feeling it. She's got two in this game already. Rempe caught it, didn't hesitate. Went ahead and fired another three. 2:06 to go here in the first quarter. And you hear the amazing crowd behind us, the Centralia student section, applauding the official for getting that in. And Claire Heinen into the game for the eruption of the Centralia faithful. And this is why it's so cool, too. I don't care that it's a third-place game. These girls are out here getting after it. The student section behind us is going crazy. Fans are loving it.
Heinen nearly gets a steal, and a foul will be called there.
Claire Heinen reaching in to try and get that steal. She picks up a personal. Gets herself in the scorebook, though, with that. And that's the 15th foul on Centralia here in the period.
But 20-1. 2:01 to go here in this first quarter.
Look up at the scoreboard there, boss. Centralia 23-31, and the timer 2:01 as well. How about that?
It's a little odd, kind of weird.
Eerie.
Rhea Schrag to the free throw line. Best free throw shooter on the team for Pretty Prairie at 63%. Misses the first. One more upcoming.
Yeah, I kind of talked early in this game about Centralia wanting to control tempo, and obviously they're doing that. But if you look at Pretty Prairie right now, their body language, there's just a little deer in the headlights look right now.
They're shook, no doubt about it. Tanking, Rempe, Becker, Haverkamp, and Heinen on the floor for the Panthers here. Here's Tanking, crosses the timeline. Now to Rempe on the right wing. High post splash from Josie Haverkamp, driving right lane line. Dishes it left wing, wide open, three from Maya. Ring it up for the sophomore. Maya taking her first points of this state tournament here in Dodge City.
Great pass out of the paint from Josie Haverkamp. She drove down the middle of the floor.
There's a shot up by Pretty Prairie. No, rebound backside, Claire Heinen. Now tanking, pushing up across the timeline, allows it down to Becker, too high and out of play. Centralia turnover number 4 in this game.
Yeah, I mentioned Josie with, she had the assist there. She drove down the middle lane. She got stopped, kept her width. She was able to pivot and find Maya Tanking open from the far corner.
Full court pressure still being applied. 23-2, Centralia with the lead. Turnover, find the Bulldogs. Have you heard me say that before? Becker, layup, miss, rebound, Heinen, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Claire Heinen with the offensive rebound. She'll go to the foul line for two.
Their shot did not go through, but hey, a 70% foul shooter on the season. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the floor. Boy, what's happening right here is the backside of this full court press, which is typically Josie Haverkamp, Tava Gibbs, Malena Becker. They are anticipating the pass going to the middle of the court from Pretty Prairie. They're anticipating it so well, and they've gotten 2, 3, 4 steals off of that.
They find out of bounds, entry pass to Becker. Her shot missed, rebound Pretty Prairie.
1:10 to go here in the first quarter. 23-3, Centralia with the lead. Third place game here on the girls' side of Class 1A Division 1. Still in the backcourt. Bulldog, he did get it across. They do, finally, with Vogel. Vogel leading his team with 10 points, 10 rebounds a game. He'll fire a right wing three. That's short. Rebound Rempe for the Panthers. 52 seconds to go in the period. Thielen breaks the timeline. Step through two defenders. Head faking on Breeze Kramer. Driving baseline. Reverse layup off the window. No, but the, thought there was maybe a whistle there, but no. We play on. Rebound ripped down by Freddie Prairie. Up the court quickly. Ava White driving baseline. Her shot missed. Rebound Keevan Rempe. 33 seconds to go here in the quarter. Rempe picks up her dribble. Needs help. Finds Averkamp across the timeline. Now Heinen. Into the corner. Hayden Kramer. Wide open corner three. Off the back heel. No. Great offensive rebound. Melena Becker. Put back. No. Rebound Vogel for Freddie Prairie. And a foul here on Claire Heinen trying to get that rebound. Melena Becker, she's had three offensive rebounds on the backside, and she's just a little frustrated with herself right now. Coach Thompson's going to call her over and talk to her. Just, hey, relax, just a layup. The two free throws coming here for Kaylee Vogel. Just a 40% foul shooter this season. First one on the way is good. One more coming up here. Catherine Weedy waits to check in for Vogel. 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. It's 23-3, Centralia. Vogel's second free throw, spin zone. And as great of a start as this is, Bob, we saw Wabansi last night get up by 16 against this Pretty Fairy team, and the Bulldogs fought back in that latter part of the third quarter, getting it down to just four. So far from over, no doubt, but a great start here for the Panthers. 15 seconds to go, Centralia with the basketball. Averkamp crosses the timeline, now to Kramer, 10 seconds left. Trap comes, top of the key, nice find backside, Claire Heinen, her layup off the window, off and through, Claire Heinen with the basket, 1 second to go, Pretty Fairy will dribble this quarter out. We've reached the end of one quarter of play. Centralia dominating Pretty Prairie in this girls' third place game, 25-4. We go to the second quarter. After this timeout, you're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mogul.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Dodge City, Jacob Oz with you, Megan Beck in the studio. It's 25-4. Centralia, they're dominating Pretty Prairie in this third place girls 1A Division 1 state game. Thanks for hanging out with us here today. Boz, first quarter really went the way of the Panthers.
Absolutely. Establishing tempo, pace, energy, that was all we talked about in the pregame. Centralia in their full court pressure has forced 12 first quarter turnovers from Pretty Prairie and led to 17 points off of those turnovers.
Centralia with the basketball to begin the second quarter. Rempe pass deflected, gets it back. Now Hayden Kramer, jab step. Fires a three off the heel. No, rebound fought for, and Pretty Prairie comes away with it. 25-4 as we begin the second quarter of action. Panthers with the lead. Here's a pass deflected in the air. Popped out of bounds right in front of us here. And the official says, out of bounds off Pretty Prairie. Make that turnover number 13 in the game.
Well, I'd love to see Hayden Kramer kind of get things going here. She hasn't shot the ball particularly well here at Dodge City. I know she can. She can get hot. She's a kind of a streaky shooter.
Gibbs on the right wing. Skip pass left wing to Rempe. Zone here by Pretty Prairie. Baseline drive by Kramer. Her shot rejected, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Head coach Scott Gehring asking the official, not sure what you saw on that one, and he says that she got hit in the back of the head, which she did.
Well, one thing with Hayden Kramer, she's got such a good, complete game. She normally shoots the ball pretty well. The other thing she does, though, is one of the best guards that I've seen that can slash, that can attack downhill and get to the rim, and once she gets in the paint, she's super soft touch to finish.
Kramer makes the first. Second one spins out of there for the 70% foul shooter, and a tie-up. Possession will stay with Pretty Prairie on the rebound. 40 seconds gone by, quarter number two. It's 26-4. Centralia, starting five on the floor right now. Thompson on the floor, bonds with those three fouls. David Gibbs, Aiden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, and Josie Haberkamp. Bulldogs break pressure into the front court now. Ball deflected. A foul will be called here on Hayden Kramer. Ball was up in the air. Both Kramer and Amity White were going for it. Kramer kind of hip-checked her a little bit when they were in midair. Yeah, just a half second too late on that, or Kramer would have got that steal cleanly. Coach Dusty Thompson talking to that official that made the call. And he said, listen, I called online. Here's another turnover on Pretty Prairie. Run-out opportunity. Kramer, layup is good. Hayden's got three in the game now. It's 28-4. Largest lead of the game now for the Panthers. Here's another turnover by Pretty Prairie. Boz, they just can't get out of their own way. That's 15 in the game. You know, here's the thing. We watched Pretty Prairie play Little River last night, and they did a much better job of taking care of the ball. But the difference in this game is the amount of pressure that Centralia is putting on the guards from Pretty Prairie is just too much for them to handle right now. Panthers return the favor, though. Hayden Kramer trying to get to Keelan Rempe and overshoots her by about 3 feet. Coach Thompson again. The game's far from over. He doesn't want the girls to get too loose, but again, a little bit of applause. Say, hey, let's go refocus here. Full court pressure still being applied. Another turnover. Centralia forces the 16th turnover now. Ball up in the air, deflected, and out of bounds to Centralia as Rempe tried to get it up to Hayden Kramer on the runout. Rempe to trigger it in. On the sideline, gets it over to Kramer. Kramer, skip pass over to Gibbs off the window. No. Rebound, Josie Haberkamp, put back. That's no good. Rebound, David Gibbs. Now outside to Rempe. Kramer, straight away, three on the way. Bring it up. There it is. Hayden Kramer, she can shoot the ball. We know she can. That's the first one she's made here in Dodge City. 6 points now for Hayden. 31-4. Centralia, 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Into the corner it goes to Ava Gehring. Top of the key, ball deflected. Another turnover, number 17 now on Pretty Prairie. I don't know if I got enough room on my score sheet here for all the turnovers. Unbelievable right now. Centralia forcing 17 turnovers, and we're right at 2 minutes into the second quarter.
Not left in the quarter.
No, into the second quarter. Here's Kramer, quickly at the floor, skips to the Maya Tanking, who just checked back in on the left wing. Also Becker into the game. Thompson goes out, so does Rempe. Tanking skips it right wing. Kramer, another three on the way. Ring it up now off the back heel. Rebound Gibbs, steps through, layup, yes. Haberkamp on that one. Haberkamp had it. Nope. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to check on that. I'm keeping stats, too. It looked like Gibbs to me, but hey, you know what? The Twin Towers,
41,
42, doesn't matter. They're dominating here early on. 33-4, 5:32 to go here in this first half. Got a brief stoppage here because Josie's shoe came untied. And we're about to resume play here. Panthers up by 29, 5:32 to go here in the first half. Into the game, Adriana Ford has it in the left wing. Skips it top of the key to Ava Gehring. Now dribbles to the right wing. Guarded by Maya Tankin. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers. Gehring on the right wing. Tries to get it down low to Ava White. White cut off nicely there by Melena Becker. They have to kick it back out now. Vogel, left wing. And just nothing working inside or out right now for this Pretty Prairie team. As on cue, Ava White able to dribble past Maya Tanking on the baseline for their first field goal of the game. There were 4:54 left in the second quarter, and that's their first field goal. Centralia's defense has been outstanding. Becker at the free throw line. Now to Kramer, drives in the lane. Her floater miss. Rebound top four on the deck. Tava Gibbs tries to get it to Melena Becker. She saves it into the corner. Josie Haberkamp, she saves it into the backcourt. Pursued to the opposite side of the court, and the Maya Tanking trying to grab it runs into a free Prairie player in Amity White, and that'll be Maya Tanking's personal foul number one. You know, here's the thing with that foul. Back in the days when I was coaching, that was a hustle foul. Maya Tanking going after a loose ball. Josie Haberkamp sprinting to the sideline to try to save it. Everything they're doing right now is with a ton of effort. Another turnover on Pretty Prairie. Nice feet. Footwork there by Maya Tanking to keep it alive. Now Becker driving baseline. Slips past the defender, but Vogel rejects it. Second block for Vogel. Now a turnover again on Pretty Prairie. Gibbs, left-handed layup. Miss. Rebound backside by Kramer. Has it ripped away out of her hands. by Haley Yoder, and then a foul on Hayden. Her second. Funny miss right there by Becker. Becker's, she's kind of, the look on her face is like, what is going on? She's missed four kind of point blank layups. It's like something's going on. The ball won't go through the rim for her. 33-6 right now, the lead for Centralia. 4:10 to go. Here's Vogel. Guys, right lane line. Kick out on the right wing. It goes to Ford. Now skips it right in front of us on the left wing. White will fire a three off the window. No. Rebound backside Kramer. Hayden, the right-handed dribble. Crosses the timeline. Setting up the offense here for the Panthers with 3:54 to go in the half. 33-6. Centralia. Nice find. Haberkamp from five. That's up and through. Josie Haberkamp, pure shooter. For a big and a timeout on the floor by Dusty Thompson. 3:44 to go in the opening half. Centralia, they are rolling right now. It's 35-6. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JV and Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Dodge City once again, Jacob Oz with you, making certain back in the studio. What a great game if you're a Centralia Panther fan right now, Oz. 35-6, 3:44 to go here in the opening half. Again, I go back to, there's a reason why there's a consolation game, a third, fourth place matchup, and it's exactly this. You give the kids another opportunity, and I will bet you, if you asked any one of these players on both of these teams, would you rather play the third place game or not play it? I'm going to yes, most every one of them would say, absolutely, let's play.
You should. You should, because you made the comment earlier to me today that, you know, when I was in high school, yeah, extra game, I want to play.
They didn't have it when I was in Colorado. Bulldogs out of the timeout by Centralia with the basketball. Crossing the sideline, Lauren Detter, cut off there by Hayden Kramer. Detter trying to get some space and gets it off now to Amity White. Right wing it goes, skip pass near side, back to Detter, and White will reset the offense. Rings it left wing, driving baseline. Yoder pulls up from six. That shot missed. Backside rebound, though, for Amity White. Now underneath, shot missed. This off by Ava White. Rebound ripped down by Becker. Here comes Kramer into the front court. Hayden splits the defender. Shot up off the window. No, but a foul here called on Kaylee Vogel. Two shots coming here for Hayden Kramer. Kramer, Becker tanking. Gibson Haberkamp on the floor right now for the Panthers. One for two tonight so far from the line is Kramer. 70% foul shooter makes the first. Keelan Rempe awaits at the score table as Kramer, if she makes this one, Boz, will get a breather. You think, as a shooter, do you see that sub sitting over there and think, I'm going to miss this one so I don't have to come out yet?
No, I don't think so.
Kramer. Oh, misses it. Rebound for Josie Haberkamp. Put back up and through. Oh, Josie now with eight in the game. She matches Taylor Gibbs, who also has eight in this game. Here's a deflection out of bounds. It'll say free play basketball.
Josie Haberkamp has had a pretty nice tournament. We still got another half of basketball here, but she had a big-time game yesterday. Kind of following up today with another good game.
25 yesterday in that loss to Little River for Josie. Bulldogs with the basketball across the timeline. Extended pressure here. Zone look now for the Panthers. Here's a deflection out of bounds. Oh, good save there by Haley Yoder. She went out of bounds to save it in, and she threw it off of Melena Becker, who was standing out of bounds. That'll stay Bulldog basketball. Baseline out of bounds. 2:41 to go in the half. A 32-point lead here for Centralia. It's 38-6. Just one field goal in the first half by Pretty Prairie. Into the lane. Shot deflected out of bounds. Good defense there by Keelan Rempe as Amity White had to scoop into the lane. First time today we've really seen Centralia in the half court stay in a zone here today. Yeah. Nearly a steal by Becker. Ava White fires from the free throw line. That shot missed. Just out of bounds. It'll stay. Pretty great basketball. To the much of the disdain of Melena Becker, who said, come on.
She wants to get on the offensive side.
Absolutely, she does.
Triggering it in will be Amity White, the 5'5 junior for Pretty Prairie. One of only two juniors on this team. Entry pass, and it's taken to the top of the key. It was of an errant pass, but Dead are able to pick it up for the Bulldogs. Gibbs goes to the steal. Not there, but now it's taken away by Becker. Malena, hey! She wanted offense, Bob, and she turned it into herself.
There it is. There's a layup. She broke the seal. She made a bucket from inside the paint. Watch out.
Off the timeline, Pretty Prairie, the basketball pass backside to Halle Yoder. Her shot missed. Rebound hooked down, Taylor Gibbs. 40-6, 2 minutes to go in the half. Panthers lead is 34. Tanking to Becker. Nice find. Haber can't play. A count it and the foul.
Well, that was a great job by Josie Haberkamp. The ball went to the left wing to Malena Becker. Haberkamp had her girl sealed on the outside of the paint. Josie did a really nice job of holding that position, and then great pass from Becker to Haberkamp.
1:58 to go here in the opening half. Haberkamp's free throw is good. Josie with double figures here in the first half now, Bob. She's got 11 to lead all scorers.
When Centralia still staying in full court pressure here. Kind of a 1-3-1 full court press. And really all they're doing is trying to keep the ball in front. That time Pretty Prairie tried to throw it all the way over the top. There was nobody there. Another turnover.
So I got them with 18. Is that right? 21. Oh, my gosh. I missed a few. 21 turnovers by Pretty Prairie. 43-6. Panthers with the basketball and a big lead. Here's Rampy, top of the key. Entry down low to Malena Becker. Nice. Find Malena.
Another great
defender.
Absolutely. Sorry to jump on that. Another great steal. Becker. I mean, they're just doing everything right at this point in the game.
Pretty Prairie breaks pressure. Here's Vogel. Or check that. Yoder. Her shot partially blocked, but a foul here by Malena Becker on the shot will be her first, sending Halle Yoder to the line for two.
Here's something interesting with Centralia. We actually talked to this official last night in the hospitality room, and he said, well, you know, when Centralia girls go up to block a shot, there's no question. They swing like they're volleyball spiking.
Yeah.
That time Becker, she might have got some ball, but she was swinging pretty hard at it, got the arm on the way down through.
Maya Tanking will come out back into the game for the Panthers. Hayden Kramer. So it's Haberkamp, Gibbs, Kramer, Becker, and Rempe on the floor. Second free throw by Yoder is in and out. Rebound ripped down by Gibbs, and Kramer looking to push. Flips it up to Malena Becker, quickly up the floor, right lane line drive, poked free by Amity White from behind. It'll be Centralia basketball here with 1:20 to go in the half.
Dude, Malena Becker is cracking me up right now.
I like Malena.
Cracking Malena. She just, things are just not happening like she's is seeing in her mind. The ball got, she thought she was going to get another layup.
Rempe from the corner, three missed. Rebound, fought for it. Haberkamp tries to rip it away, but before she could, it'll be a tie-up and possession for the Panthers.
Yeah, Malena was on a little run-out and thought she was going to get an easy layup, and all of a sudden, one of the guards, it was Amity White, comes flying in from behind, knocked the ball out of her hands. She turned around like, what happened?
Who is this? Becker skips it right wing. Kramer head fakes on a three, kicks it now in the corner, wide open right wing three from Rempe. Rinks it up! Keelan Rempe with 9 three threes in this game. It's 48-6.
When that started with Kramer, she drove left through the defense her direction, then fired it back across court to wide-open Rempe.
Dogs tried to answer with a three. That's missed. Rebound Gibbs. Pushes up the floor. Rempe on the right wing. Shoot it again, kid. She does. Too strong. Backside rebound. Hayden Kramer with the hustle. Now Haberkamp, 35 seconds to go in the half. Left wing it goes to Hayden. The reset offense now is pressure extended here now by the Bulldogs. Haberkamp at the right elbow, out to Rempe, left wing now Kramer, into the corner to Gibbs. They'll work a four-out set here with 19 seconds to go in the half. Becker working hard down low, but they can't find her. Here's Kramer, right wing three on the way, steps into it off the back heel. Haberkamp with an offensive rebound though. Rempe, left wing, down low to Becker, check that, Gibbs. Her shot missed. Haberkamp, offensive rebound, put back, no, gets it back again. Haberkamp, this man puts it through, and the Centralia Panthers lead at the break. 50-6 in the 1A D1 girls third place final here in Dodge City. United Wireless Arena, the site, Island Community College halftime show. It's up next.
You're listening to the Giant Communications Stadium Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back at the United Wireless Arena, it's Jake and Boz with you courtside. Megan Sturton back in the studios as it's halftime. Welcome into the Highland Community College halftime report. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Boz, I got a text just a few moments ago from a listener, and they said, you must have forgotten a digit or a number there when you said the first half score for Pretty Prairie. You know, it was a 26-36, right? No. Your halftime score, folks, Centralia dominant in this first half. And that's a capital every letter. That's not just a capital D. That is absolute domination from the opening jump. Mr. Domus to my right, not Nostra, but we call him Mr. Domus anyway, said that Centralia was going to come out and just pressure the heck out of Pretty Prairie. And that first half, they did just that. They lead it at the halftime break 50-6 here in this 1A Division I girls consolation final, the third place game. You still get a trophy if you win this game. And the Panthers are a team showing they want to take some hardware home here today.
Yeah, so they're just, I mean, I think the crazy thing is, it's just the difference in the way that Centralia is playing. Obviously, yesterday's game, a much better team. Little River, been in the state championship game each of the last 3 years. And Little River really controlled tempo pace of that game. They made Centralia uncomfortable. And it's just interesting to me to see the flip, a much more confident Centralia team. And part of it is, too, Coach Thompson, you know, he sees what we see, the stats, and you know, we talked about it in pregame, Pretty Prairie, they averaged 20 turnovers a game. So,
yeah.
And they, Centralia got to see Pretty Prairie yesterday. So I think Coach Thompson said, hey, let's get after it. We got nothing to lose. Let's just get on them. Let's go full court pressure. And, man, it has paid off big time.
Well, on Wednesday in Salina in the Quinter-Centralia game, at halftime it was Quinter up by 4. And Coach Thompson told us in postgame, he goes, listen, I went up to the girls and said, what do you guys want to do defensively? You know, he is that style of coach that lets his kids on the floor dictate what they do. You got to love a coach like that. And he said in our pregame interview, same thing happened with this game. He went to the girls last night, and then in the walkthrough practice this morning, he said, what do you guys want to do? And these girls, these 5 starters, these 2 seniors, this roster said, we want to get out and play, and we want to pressure. And, man, have they been amazing here in this first half. Let's break it down by the numbers here for you. In the first half, leading the way, Josie Haberkamp, 13 points, 9 rebounds, all in the first half, nearly a double-double for the 6-foot junior. Joining her nearly with a double-double is Tava Gibbs, 8 points, 7 rebounds in the first half. 9 points by Keelan Rempe, all from behind the arc, 3 3-pointers for her in the first half. Melina Becker with 8 points in the first half, 7 for Hayden Kramer, including a triple. Also in the scorebook in that first half, 3 points for Maya Tanking from behind the arc. Also in the first half, Claire Hayden with 2 for Centralia. Leading the way for Pretty Prairie, it will be Ava White. She has 3 points in the game. The lone field goal, the only basket in this game by Pretty Prairie. Ava White on a layup earlier in the second quarter. She has 2 free throws for Kaylee Vogel and 1 free throw for Breanne Schrag. That's it for the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. Say that 3 times fast, Father. Yeah. Other statistics that stand out to you here in this one?
We might frame this and give it to Coach Thompson, maybe. This is an incredible stat sheet, actually. Centralia forces 22 first-half turnovers. 2 turnovers above what Pretty Prairie averages for an entire game. 22 turnovers from Pretty Prairie. But the cool thing about this, there's 17 steals.
Yeah.
That's not just Pretty Prairie throwing it out of bounds. That's
right.
Centralia shooting a gap, getting a steal. Their points off of turnovers, Centralia's 31.
That's an amazing stat for an entire game, let alone a half.
Yeah, it's crazy. Then they've been crashing the glass. Centralia has 15 offensive rebounds, which led to 14 second chance points. They out-rebounded Pretty Prairie 26-16 in the first half. And they held Pretty Prairie, you mentioned it, 1 field goal. Pretty Prairie is 1 of 15 for a whopping 6.67%.
6.7, you say?
I did.
Okay.
How about Centralia shooting that first half? They shot pretty well, 21 of, here's what's crazy too, 21 of 46.
46 shots in the first half.
In the first half, 45.7%.
Pretty good first half for the Panthers. They expect nothing but that in the second half as well. Any adjustments that you got if you're Coach Thompson? I mean, at this point, you know, again, dominant first half, but a lot of that's predicated on the freedom you felt like those girls were playing with in that first half. Final game of the season, just go out there, have fun, and lay it out there.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any adjustments other than start talking to your bench players, tell them to get ready, because they're going to be going in early, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 50-6, your halftime score. We're back after this. Quick 1-minute timeout, second half action. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Let's go Panthers! The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Dodge City America, Jacob Oz with you back in the studios, Megan Sturton. We begin the second half action with the Bulldogs from Pretty Prairie with the basketball. Now moving right to left across the dial. Centralia moving right to left. Here's a quick turnover by the Bulldogs. Kramer in transition. Nice find to Taylor Gibbs. Off the window, no. Kramer backside rebound. Her putback, yes. Kramer now in the ball game. She's got 10. Lead is now up to 52-6. Here, 30 seconds gone by quarter number three. Another turnover in the front court that time by Pretty Prairie. 24th of the game. Panthers in the front court. Keelan Rempe, Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer in the Twin Towers. David Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp. Here's Gibbs. Free throw line jumper. How about you, Tova? Gets earned to double figures with 10.
Centralia, it's easy to do when you're up by almost 50 points, but just since the start of the game, Centralia's played so free.
Another deflection, another turnover, number 25. Here's a layup by Kramer. Shot missed, but she's fouled. We'll go to the stripe. 4-2. Not full court pressure here to start the second half by the Panthers, Boz, but they're picking it up at half court. And again, the length of this team showing why they are such a good quality team this year.
Yeah, and I think it's acceptable. I mean, this is still a state tournament game, and Centralia's not pressured in full court. They're not hopping it back to half court. That's just the right thing to do.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, again, don't want to call off the Dogs by any stretch. Anything can happen in a state tournament site. There's a reason why Pretty Prairie is here, 23-3 overall record coming into this game. Kramer does 1-for-2 from the line. Haverkamp, an offensive rebound. Tied up, it'll be possession Centralia. But you don't want to call the Dogs off because, again, anything can happen. Yes, you're up 55-6, but just as quickly as you score 50 points, maybe the opponent, 23 wins the season. Maybe that's why. You never know. Kramer. Now to Keelan Rempe in the corner. Back out to Hayden. She'll reset offense here against an extended zone here by Pretty Prairie. Down low. Pass deflected out of bounds off of Vogel. It'll stay Centralia basketball. The Panther mascot actually got involved right there, huh?
Got to grab the ball, throw it back in.
Yeah. Panther mascot's probably said, put me in the game, Coach Thompson. Here's Gibbs. Smile on her face, dribbling into the lane. Kick in the corner. Wide open three. Rempe. Off the front rim. No rebound. Hayden Kramer. Her putback. Yes. Hayden Kramer got off the ground there. She out-jumped everybody for that offensive rebound. Yeah, we saw her yesterday swat away a shot by Erica Feldman from Little River. It looked like she was attacking a volleyball. That rebound looked like she was skying for a block at the net. Into the lane it goes. This is Vogel. Her shot missed. Rebound Haverkamp for the Panthers. Kramer skips it right side. Still in the backcourt. Keelan Rempe. Now she crosses the timeline with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Haverkamp, she'll fire right wing three. That's short. And try to save it in, but it's out of bounds to Pretty Prairie. 57-6, your score. Pretty Prairie is still looking for their second field goal of the game. Pretty Prairie will trigger in. Bringing it across the timeline, junior Amity White gives it off to the lone senior, Ava White. One senior, two juniors, and nine freshmen on this roster. Or check that, nine sophomores on this roster for Pretty Prairie. Another turnover by the Bulldogs as White tried to find a back cut with Emily Yoder, but not there. Gibbs in the backcourt needs help. Finds Kramer, who breaks the timeline. Gives it in the corner. And taking on a jumper is Cora Thompson. Steps into 6 feet, and that's a great decision. Cora Thompson in the scorebook with her first basket.
I love that play. I love the decision. That's something you don't see with high school basketball a whole lot anymore. It's a shot fake, one dribble, and a mid-range jumper. Great shot by Cora.
Another turnover by the Dogs. Now up the court to Gibbs. Hayden Kramer to the middle of the floor. Will reset offense. Gets a screen from Haverkamp. Driving right main line. Nice dish to Thompson. She's tied up on the left block. It'll be possession to Pretty Prairie on the jump ball. Love that drive from Kramer. Boz, the backside. Cora Thompson there, but good help side defense by the Dogs.
Yeah, the backside defense dropped. Cora was open for just a second. Hayden Kramer made a kind of threaded the needle on that pass, but defender was able to get down and tie her up.
5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Panthers lead is 59-6, and another Pretty Prairie turnover. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 8, 27. Oof. I got you. That's why I'm keeping track. I wasn't whiffing the fact I didn't have it correct. Up the front court, here come the Panthers. Now baseline drive by Josie. Kicks it out, Rempe. Thought she was going to shoot a three, but she resets to Hayden Kramer between the rings. Hayden driving left lane line. A little bit of contact off the window. No. Ball tapped out and taken away here by Lauren Detter of Pretty Prairie. Puts on the brakes in the backcourt. Gets it to Brenna Schrag, who gets across the timeline. Now back to Detter. Right wing it goes. Amity White. Maya Tanky. Milena Becker wait to check in here for the Panthers. Vogel trying to go baseline. Cut off by Kramer. Throws it right into the waiting arms of Keelan Rempe. Now 28 turnovers in the game for Pretty Prairie. Up to Taylor Gibbs. Left lane line drive. Layup is good. Taylor Gibbs in the game with 12. And it's 61-6. 4:04 to go here in. And right now you see head coach Scott Gehring for Pretty Prairie telling his girls to back it out here a little bit. Here's Vogel, who took an extra step on the left lane line drive.
I think Coach Gehring, he's
trying to slow the game down.
He's just trying to slow things down a little bit. He's trying to get his team to run a little more offense. And it's obviously the game is out of hand right now. But anytime Pretty Prairie tries to speed up their offense, they've turned it over, which they've done a lot in this ball game.
Panthers bring in Becker and tanking again. Here's a backside fly to Thompson from five. Once again, corner Thompson buys inside 10 feet. She's money.
Yep. Great pass. Little skip pass cross to the weak side block from Tava Gibbs.
63-6 now, your score. Pretty Prairie with the basketball. Looking for a cutting Vogel, but she's cut off by Milena Becker. Into the lane now is Amity White off the window. No. Rebound fought for. Coming away with this Schrag. Kicks it out down to Ava White. Outside to Amity. She'll fire a three. No. Rebound Cora Thompson for the Panthers. They're looking to run. Up the floor. Milena Becker. Run out. Way up. Yes. No. In and out, Fuzz. In and out. The worst thing a broadcaster can do is jump the gun. And I did it because that thing had grease on that ball.
Well, that's kind of been the problem tonight for Milena Becker. There's about six shots that she would like to have back. Unfortunately, they've all been layups. And when she missed that one, the breakaway layup, she kind of turned and shook her head like, I don't even know what's going on.
Rebound was a tie-up, so it stays possession here for the Panthers. Sarah Heinen in the game. She'll fire a three. That misses. It'll be out of bounds to Pretty Prairie. And a good set there. Heinen with a big smile on her face. That's the two seniors on this roster on the floor right now, both Cora Thompson and Claire Heinen, are joined by Hayden Kramer, Maya Tanking, and Milena Becker. Pretty Prairie into the front court now. 2:53 to go. Here's a near steal, and it will be a steal. Cora Thompson, right lane line drive, layup miss, rebound Becker. Her putback is good.
Milena got that one.
Offensive rebound. Milena does that a lot. 10 points in the game now for Becker. Four different players in double figures for the Panthers. Their lead is 65-6. 2:30 to go in the third. Here's Claire Heinen with a steal. Another turnover by Pretty Prairie, and then Heinen double dribbles. The trap came from Pretty Prairie as soon as that steal happened. But give her that in the scorebook. Claire Heinen with a steal. Again, one of two Panther seniors, Thompson and Heinen, playing their final game, donning the black and orange. Pretty Prairie with the basketball. Deflection, out of bounds, possession. They'll go to Centralia. Another Pretty Prairie turnover. I got 31 for the game right now. 2:18 left in the third quarter. Here's a jumper by Thompson. Missed. Becker fighting for the rebound. Thompson able to come away with it. Ball deflected again on the rebound. Rebounded, though, by Pretty Prairie, and a foul will be called here on the Panthers. Kind of like one of those moments, you know, you see a bunch of seagulls in the ocean, and, you know, I'm thinking of a movie, you know, called Finding Nemo. When these seagulls are flocking around, there's a little bit of food in the air. What are they yelling?
I don't know.
Come on, you know
what you're talking about.
Mine. There were seven different players all jumping, tapping that ball into the air, trying to get to it. Full line change nearly here by the Panthers as out goes Thompson, Tanking, and Kramer. Back in Rempe, Haberkamp, and Gibbs. They join Melena Becker and Claire Heinen on the floor. Zone here by the Centralia Panthers. Left wing it goes. Amity White throws it off the window. No. Rebound underneath the basket by Catherine Weedy. She dishes it off to Ava White. His shot is rejected by Tava Gibbs. Out of bounds, though, off of Pretty Prairie.
Just a crazy performance today from Centralia. We still got a full quarter of basketball left, but if you could see the girls right now and just the fun that they're having with this game.
You hear the Centralia faithful behind us, the student section. Ball's at 65-6, and they're chanting. They want two more points.
Josie, just a minute ago during that dead ball, was kind of doing
Becker a three. That's missed. Rebound to Tava Gibbs. It'll be a jump ball on the rebound. Possession Pretty Prairie. And the kids did not want the three to go in.
Melena shot it. They were like, no, we don't want a three.
They don't want to get to 68, Boz. They want to go to what number?
6-7.
1:22 to go here in the third quarter. 65-6. Panthers leading Pretty Prairie. Deflection picked up, though, by the Bulldogs. Top of the key is Ava White. Chasing her is Melena Becker. Into the corner it goes. Driving baseline is Shrag, and a foul will be called here on Ava Gibbs. She lost her footing on the closeout and fell kind of awkwardly.
But that's I think the times that I've watched Ava, I don't know that she ever falls gracefully, though. When she goes after a loose ball or dives, flips, whatever it is, she always falls kind of funny on the ground and comes up with a little grimace on her face.
It'll be pretty fair to trigger it in. Right wing it goes. Yoder. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Left wing now to White. Amity. Driving on Rempe. Throws it off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Josie Haberkamp. Josie up the floor to Melena Becker. Catches it. Layup missed. Rebound Gibbs. She puts it through and smiles across the airwaves and behind us, Buzz. All of these kids are sitting here doing the 6-7
at 67-6. And here's what the craziest thing is. There's fans on Centralia's side that stood up and were doing this. Oh, I love it.
Got to have fun, no doubt about it. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Centralia 67, Pretty Prairie 6. Foul was on the Panthers. And Melena Becker, her second. Vogel will go to the line to shoot two. First one is short.
This is what I say, I'm questioning in my mind. If you're the next game or the game after that and your phones are showing up right now,
yes,
and they walk into this gym and see the score, I imagine they're thinking, no way.
Yeah,
like that's not, that can't be right.
You're right.
67-6.
Yeah,
that's right. It is correct.
Second free throw is good by Vogel. Full court pressure being applied by Pretty Prairie. End of the game for the first time, Kyra Niehaus. Niehaus is a junior. Entry pass to Becker, deflected and taken away by Pretty Prairie. So it's Haberkamp, Niehaus, as well as Tava Gibbs, Keelan Rempe, Tava and Melena Becker, on the floor. We got a timeout. Stop it here. Just 15 seconds to go in the third. 30-second break. We're back after this timeout at 67-7, Kansland. Back to United Wireless Arena after this timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Kansland breaking news. Just found out Boz has never seen Finding Nemo.
Yeah, people were probably wondering.
They were.
Gave me what was going on in the movie, and I just didn't even answer. Right.
Zero idea, but
I had never seen it.
Megan Certain, Bag of Studios, said, man, if we were doing Disney trivia, I would have jumped in. So, Megan, you have the green light next time. Turn that mic on and jump on to the broadcast. 15 seconds to go out of the Pretty Prairie timeout. Centralia leads 67-7. Bulldogs with the basketball. Amity White in the backcourt gives it off to Ava White, guarded by Rempe. 7 seconds to go in the period. Left wing it goes. This is Shred. In the lane, throws it off the window. No. Rebound fought for. Coming away with it to the Gibbs. And we'll go to the fourth and final quarter of play. Centralia 67, Pretty Prairie 7. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Centralia student section begged for it. They asked for it, they wanted it, and they got it. They wanted to get their team to get exactly 67 points. They did just that. And that's your score right now as we head to the fourth quarter. It's 67-7. Centralia leading Pretty Prairie in this Class 1A Division 1 girls third place contest. Jacob Boss with you, Megan Thurton back in studio. It'll be Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson. The team wearing the white on white from the Twin Valley League was dominant here tonight.
So here's a statistic I want to throw out. Through the third quarter, this defense from Centralia has held Pretty Prairie to 1 of 22 shooting from the field.
Unbelievable. Entry pass down low, Tava Gibbs. Nice set out of the timeout. Gibbs lays it in. Give credit there, great feed from Hayden Kramer, and the lead now 69-7.
Got great feed in there from Kramer, but even better steal from Tava Gibbs. A lot of times you see offensive post players, they let that defender creep over the side. They want the lob over the top, but Tava stayed square to Kramer and gave her a great passing angle to get her the ball.
Brianna Schrag with a layup, the second field goal made in this game for Pretty Prairie, 69-9. Gibbs in the lane, elevates, off the window, no, rebound, fought for, Haverkamp comes away with it, and, oh, just up and under against the defender, shot missed, rebound still fought for, Haverkamp selects, collects her feet, and banks it home.
See, this is the easy part of the first one, and then the second one a little bit tougher.
71-9 now, here's Schrag off the window, yes. Drag back-to-back layups for the Bulldogs.
I kind of wanted to throw that statistic out, only allowing one field goal through three quarters, because you know at some point, Pretty Prairie is going to start making some shots.
Turned over by Gibbs, taken by Schrag. 6:35 to go here in the ballgame, 71-11. Schrag. Now top of the key, Ava White. Heinen tanking, Becker await to check in. Three-point on the way by Yoder, too strong. Backside rebound collected by Amity White, but they say that she fouled Hayden Kramer prior to collecting that board. So in comes Maya tanking. I thought it said Kennedy Becker. Malena Becker and Claire Heinen. They replace Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, and Tava Gibbs. Potentially the final time we see them here this season.
It could be.
The two seniors on the floor right now, Claire Heinen and Cora Thompson, with Hayden Kramer, Melina Becker, and Maya tanking. Here's Kramer, driving left lane, line blows by the defender, right hand scoop shot is good. Hayden Kramer continuing on her great third place contest here, 73-11.
We talked about it, how well Kramer does at getting to the rim. She had a little hesitation dribble right there.
14 in the game for her. Now a turnover, a steal here by Maya tanking. Maya brings it across the timeline with a left-handed dribble. Claire Heinen on the left wing. The fans want her to shoot that three. Nice find to Melina Becker. Her layup, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Every time Melina Becker, she missed that layup too. Now she got fouled on that one,
yeah,
so we'll
yeah.
give her a break, but she hit the ground and looked up and just the look on her face. It's like I just cannot make a layup today.
66% foul shooter. First shots here tonight from the line. First one is good.
She's got 11 those, though. She can make free throws.
Yeah. She went 8-for-8 yesterday against Little River. Second toss. Spins up. and falls through. 75-11. I got to text somebody. I can't believe this is what I'm hearing right now. I don't know of many state tournament games that have been dominated like this, like the way Centralia has been doing it here tonight.
No, it's just, it's really impressive because I'm going to tell you, pretty pretty, they're not a bad team.
No,
I mean,
they're not.
23 wins on the season.
Run out layup here by Kramer is missed. Rebound Vogel for the Bulldogs. To your point, 23 wins on the season. They took second in their part of the Plains League. The layup missed by Pretty Prairie. Run out here for Centralia. Hayden Kramer will slow things down. But again, 23.
I don't care what schedule you got, Bob. That's tough to do.
Yeah, I mean, you win 23 games. You win those games for a reason. Maya tanking under the basket. This foul will go to the line for two. Smallest player on the floor, Boz, and doing the dirty work down on the block.
Yeah, here's the difference, I think, when people look at the score and they're going to be like, gosh, Pretty Prairie, they must be just awful. And they're not. I mean, this is a good team. When you look at their roster, Philly Vogel, a 6-foot junior.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, they only have one senior on this team. This is a very young Pretty Prairie team. And they're going to get better over the next couple of years, but the tallest player for Pretty Prairie has been absolutely zero factor in this game because Centralia has put so much pressure full court on their guards from Pretty Prairie. They just haven't been able to handle that at all.
Danking goes 1 for 2 from the line. She has 4 in the game now. 4:40 to go in this contest. Coming back into the game, Kyra Niehaus. And a foul here on Cora Thompson.
Something else we could talk about here with Centralia, too. I don't know. I know some of the teams that Pretty Prairie plays, but we know the TVL really well.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell a difference between the physicality of Centralia, and I think that's a byproduct of them playing in the TVL, a very good, very competitive, physical league. Pretty Prairie just looks like they do not look comfortable with pressure and being bodied up.
Marina Becker and Maya tanking out for the final time here today is 1 for 2 from the line. Goes white, ball out of bounds on the second shot missed. Ball will go to Centralia. So on the floor now, Tyra Niehaus with Claire Heinen. Newly checked into the ball game, Taya Franklin. Also in for the first time, Taryn Osterhaus. Also in the game, Cora Thompson. There's Franklin, ball poked free. Pretty Prairie comes away with the steal. Up the floor it goes, and off of her own foot, Lauren Bentler will turn it over for Pretty Prairie with 4:20 to go here in the ball game. So I like what I'm seeing right here from Coach Thompson from the standpoint. You leave Thompson and Heinen on the floor. Again, the only two seniors on this roster for Centralia to finish out this game.
Yeah, no, I love it. Give them as much time as you can late in this ball game.
Heinen skips it to the right wing, deflected, and out of bounds. It'll go to Pretty Prairie. Trying to get it over to Tyra Niehaus, the junior. So for Centralia, you're going to have Kramer, Rempe, Gibbs, Haberkamp, Tanking, Becker, Franklin, Osterhaus, Niehaus, all coming back off the state roster next year. Heinen with the steal, gets it across the timeline. Needs some help. Finds Cora Thompson. 3:48 to go here in this ball game. Heinen, top of the key. Right-handed dribble. Skips it to the left corner. It comes near side to Franklin. Drives in the lane. Fires up a shot off the back heel. No. Rebound ripped down here by Adriana Ford. Quickly trapped, but able to get it off to Holly Yoder. Now Brianna Schrag. Back to Ford. 3:25 to go here in this one. 76-12. 3 on the way from Schrag off the back heel. No. Offensive rebound by Ava White. And Cora Thompson battling in there for a tie-up. Possession will stay with Pretty Prairie. Thompson hit the deck hard. Good to see her pop back up.
Yeah, she just fell straight down flat on her back.
And we've got Cora Thompson will come out of the game for the final time wearing the orange and black. As Rempe comes back in, Hayden Kramer will come back in, and she will replace Sarah Heinen. The two seniors for this Centralia team getting a standing ovation from their faithful, getting big hugs from Coach Dusty Thompson. And the student section chanting Buzz Clover behind us. We got a travel here by Yoder. It'll be a turnover on Pretty Prairie. 3:07 to go here in this ball game. Coach Thompson, you know, playing every single kid here in this third place game. Everybody getting some state experience because taking off the warm up and getting ready to go check in. And she'll be coming in for the first time in this game. We'll get that just here in a second. As across the timeline, Keelan Redby spots up for three. It's a short rebound, Pretty Prairie. And they'll look to push with 3 minutes to go. It'll be Osterhaus getting ready to come into the game with Maya tanking. Pretty Prairie foul on a shot attempt. That foul going against Niehaus. To the line will be Amity White. Coming out of the game for the final time will be Keelan Rempe and Hayden Kramer. Those free throws good. It's now 76-14. Tanking will be controlling the offense here for the Panthers. Brings it across the timeline, looking for Osterhaus, but a good screen by Osterhaus. Shot up by Tanking miss. Rebound free, picked up by Kaya Franklin. All the way into the backcourt, Boz. 94 feet away from the basket, then loses the handle on it, out of bounds. It'll be free play basketball with 2:17 to go here in this ball game.
Kaya Franklin, sorry, she's just like, oh, yeah, I had it, and then I lost it out of bounds.
Gambry Wimpy into the game for the first time for Centralia wearing number 11. She joins Osterhaus, Franklin, Niehaus, and Tanking. Rebound by Tanking, shuffled her feet. Turnover here on the Panthers. 2:10 to go. 76-14, the Panthers. They led it at the end of the first quarter by a score of 25-4. They led it at halftime, 50-6. Led it at the end of three quarters, 67-7. Bulldogs, a couple of baskets here in this fourth quarter, but just three field goals in this game. Nice find underneath the basket. Speaking of, it's Haley Vogel, her first field goal of the game. 76-16 now. Tanking gets it across the timeline now to Franklin. Here's Wimpy Cambry, a three on the way. That's missed. Rebound backside, though. Good hustle by Taryn Osterhaus. Now Maya Tanking will fire a right wing three. That's off the heel. No. Rebound Cambry Wimpy in the corner. Wimpy. Back into the corner, she hands it off to Franklin. Ball loose on the deck, goes out of bounds. It will be Pretty Prairie basketball. Coach Gehring from Pretty Prairie will do a full line change here, bringing five on, five off here for the final minute 33 of this ball game. Pretty Prairie graduating just one senior, Ava White, who ends her high school career with a 4.9 here tonight for the Bulldogs. Now Yoder will control the point here for Pretty Prairie. In the game for the first time for the Bulldogs, Savannah Chandler. Talked about all the sophomores on this Pretty Prairie team. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Pretty Prairie basketball. Yeah, both these teams very young, Boz, and you get to stay to, you know, with this young of a team, pretty high expectations for the following year.
Yeah, a lot of sophomores for Pretty Prairie, and those teams, they're going to get better, I think. The struggle they had against Centralia's pressure, just really the guards were not prepared for that kind of pressure. Those guards that are sophomores and freshmen, they're going to get better over the next couple of years. You know, they're going to be able to handle that pressure in the future.
Emily Yoder, sophomore, gives it off to fellow sophomore Chandler. Now right wing it goes. Have I said sophomore yet? That's Yoder.
Few.
Under a minute to go in this ball game, 76-16. Stick around for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. We'll have an interview with head coach Dusty Thompson. We'll summarize this game, this season, and a third place finish in the state for the Centralia Panthers, their third straight season, bringing home hardware here from Dodge City. Entry pass down low, knocked away, taken away here by Centralia's Kyle Franklin. Gives it off to Maya Tanking, and I fully expect Centralia. Coach Thompson put one hand up and said, hold that basketball, Maya. 25 seconds left, and this clock will continue just to run here. I don't expect a shot to go up, Boz. What a performance we saw today from the Centralia Panthers.
Centralia just came out like they were shot out of a cannon, leaving no question that they were here to play. And again, I'm just going to let you hear this for a second.
We were getting to hear the chant of "Who rocks the house, Buzz?" Well, the Panthers rocked the United Wireless Arena here today in the third place game of the Class 1A Division 1 girls. Your final score: Centralia 76, Pretty Prairie 16. The Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show is next. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBS Telephone Company, Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on 103.9 KMZA.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Let's go Panthers. The Centralia Panther girls basketball team is at the state tournament, and the Centralia Panther Booster Club is proud to support our team. Good luck, ladies. The entire Panther community is cheering you on from the Centralia Booster Club.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Final statistics will be presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group and member firms Fulton Tax Services and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Boz, final stats tonight. We'll give you your final scoring tally for each individual player as well. But big-time stats we'll go over here in just a minute. But starting with the visitors, as we do every single broadcast here this season, 5 points for Kaylee Vogel, 5 for Brianna Stragg, 4 for Ava White, and 2 for Amity White for Pretty Prairie. 4 different Panthers in double figures. Ava Gibbs, 16 points, 10 rebounds. She led all scorers. Josie Haverkamp, 15 points, 13 rebounds. 14 points for Hayden Kramer, including 9 assists for Kramer. Next up for the Panthers in double figures, it was Malena Becker, 12 points in the ball game, 9 for Keelan Rempe, all from behind the arc, 4 points each for Maya Tanking and Cora Thompson, and then 2 points for Claire Heinen for the Australia Panthers as they win this ball game 76-16 to take third place in Class 1A Division I girls state basketball this season. But other statistical categories, I know that you are excited to talk about.
I love it. It just was a really impressive game for Centralia. They forced Pretty Prairie into 40. Let me say it again.
Yeah.
40 turnovers. That's unbelievable. What's even crazier about that is 29 steals from Centralia. So they forced a ton of turnovers, but a lot of them were steals where they were able to get the ball, get out in transition. The points off of turnovers from Centralia, 50 of their 76 points came off of turnovers. They were relentless on the glass. They had 25 offensive rebounds, 22 second chance points. Here's a crazy number for you. Centralia was 32 of 76 from the field. 76 shot attempts from the field in one game. That's unheard of. But defensively, that was the story. They held Pretty Prairie to 16 points, 4 field goals the entire game, and 8 free throws.
That's crazy. I'm going to have to send you to the court to get this quick picture, if you can, really quickly here, as the Centralia Panthers are your third-place finishers here in Class 1A Division I, defeating Pretty Prairie here in the consolation final by a final score once again of 76-16. Centralia led in scoring again. The Twin Towers were absolutely dominant here in this ball game. Between the two of them, 16 points and 15 points between Josie and Tava. But what a great game and great season by this team. This is a team that now, again, on the season, 24-4 is how they will end this year. I know that Coach Dusty Thompson said that they've got some big-time games next season already on the schedule, on the docket, a new tournament that they're going to go to. There's a lot for this team to definitely dissect and digest heading into the next year. But they get to go into the offseason with a big win, and that's what's the most important part of this game here today. Coach Thompson told me was, one, how do you want to send these two seniors out for Centralia, Claire Heinen and Cora Thompson? Do you want to send them out on a winning note, on a positive note like that? Or are you wanting to just kind of fade off into the sunset after losing in the semifinals? Second thing that he mentioned was, how do you want to get yourself ready for next season? Are you wanting your next season to be kind of jump-started with all these girls that are coming back this next season? And so they answered the call. They came out with a lot of aggressiveness early, just dominant from the jump, and the Panthers, your third-place finishers in the state here in 2026. One more timeout. When we come back, we'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company and Hiawatha player to bank on tonight, as well as our interview with Coach Dusty Thompson, who has been very gracious to join us every broadcast throughout this sub-state and state tournament run for the Panthers. One more final timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all.
Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at RinkusCattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in United Wireless Arena, Dodge City America, the site. Jake and Boss with you, making Sturton back in the studio. We've got head coach Dusty Thompson joining us now. Again, the final score in this girls 1A Division 1 third place game, 76-16. Coach, congratulations. Another trophy coming back home to Centralia. A dominant win here today against Pretty Prairie. Great. I mean, just overall, great game. What was your initial reaction when you saw the way your girls started here in the first quarter?
Oh, you know, I told them at halftime, I said, hey, you know, when we talked about the effort, I thought the effort would be good. I didn't know that they were never going to shut it off. You know, you get up and you're playing in the third place game, and we could have started slow, we could have gotten up and then backed it off. But I said, we got girls running 20 feet on a ball in the air to at least tip it out of bounds or do, you know, it. The excitement to watch them play and the effort they gave today is what makes this fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we talked about it yesterday with you in the post game. You know, how difficult it can be for girls and high school kids in general to get back up for a third place game and how important it was. But you told me that you challenged your team by saying, how do you want to send these seniors out and how do you want to kind of catapult into next season? I think they answered the call with both of those.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, both ends of the floor, everything they did tonight. You know, when you talk, we got a locker room at halftime and I'm like, girls, My biggest complaint right now is that you fouled them enough that you put them at the free throw line. You know, we gave up 4 points from the free throw line and one made field goal in the first half. And I said, when that's your complaint, I don't know what else to say.
Right. Pretty, I think I'm feeling pretty well, right?
Well, that's funny because you say that. And on our side of things, like coach's perspective, that's what we're looking at. You know, it's a girl. I'm like, come on, coach. Just a ton of effort. I want to go kind of talk a little bit about just defensively. I mean, they just, the guard play, the pressure, the relentlessness. I mean, that's kind of a staple for your team. It is, you know, and we work on it all the time. And that effort, you know, I said yesterday, don't never question their effort because the effort's always there. And today we were, again, it Little River's a little, you know, they're a step ahead of some, and we couldn't quite get to a few of those. But today I felt like every pass we could get to, we got a hand on it today. And I thought at times yesterday we were a little timid to maybe go get that pass. And just watching him warm up today, you know, Coach Rippey and I were talking over there, and he's like, just the attitude and watching him smile and warm up, you could just tell emotionally they weren't as tired before the game ever started today as they were yesterday.
Yeah, and that, I think there's something to be said about that. You know, that Little River game yesterday was 365 days on the calendar for a lot of people across the state. And, you know, you saw it a little bit in the girls, that emotional, like Boss talked about it in our broadcast. Your emotions were running a lot higher in that game than what we saw today. The freedom that these girls play with today is what we've seen a lot this year from your team.
Yeah, and it was. You know, and I said, like, we talked last night, a couple of those times we tried just a step too fast, a step too hard. Tonight, we didn't have to do that. You know, they got into it. They settled down, hit those shots. You're not trying to be the one to make that shot because we're shooting the ball so well and doing things. That just watching them relax and enjoy it. And I said, you know, coming to the bench, every one of them's got a smile on their face, and they're cheering for each other over there. And it's hard not to be excited for them when they play like that.
Tell me a little bit about your two seniors. I know one of them is really, really special to you, but both of them are special to you as both your daughter, Cora, and then also Claire Hyden in the final game. You know, smiles on their faces throughout that entire game. Just tell me what it's meant for you to be able to have these seniors.
It's been great. You know, I said Claire's always been consistent in what she does. She's just not the biggest girl out there. And, you know, so it's hard at times to get on the floor in places, but the effort, you know, what we get out of practice, we had the same talk last year with someone. What you get out of practice is what makes us better. And, you know, Cora's played out of position, I feel like, for 4 years. She had to play post, and
yeah,
she had to play bigger than she has. And watching her play and hit a shot, you know, we joked around and asked him, I'm like, I'd like to get you out of here in the fourth quarter to stand ovation or something. But, I mean, you foul out, and I'm going to be the one complaining. So, you know, settle in for a couple possessions. But, no, it's been great. And I'll miss it. I said, you know, it'll be a different atmosphere coming back next year. It's a great group of girls. About having your kid there, you see out every day for 4 years. They've been a little tougher, but this group has been so great and so fun to be around. And just coach that, you know, I don't think that, I don't worry so much about that.
Yeah, I want to dive a little bit deeper here on the fact, getting to coach your daughter. I mean, there's a lot of coaches around this area that we cover in Northeast Kansas that some get to have that opportunity. Some of them don't. Boz, you didn't get to coach your daughter in high school, but you coached her at a younger age all the way through up. You know, that final time when you get to coach your kid, it's special, isn't it?
It is, you know, and then we talked, and mentally you don't want to try to do something to get her a shot somewhere or something. But at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking, if I can get one for both of them, I want to get that shot. And, you know, yes, just the conversations at home at night where I say something and she's heard it for about the 10th or 15th time and she's rolling her eyes at me and everything else, you know. Those are the things I think miss more than just being on the floor. But I know what you're going to get out of every night of four. She's going to bust her butt. And, you know, she's not a vocal leader, but I feel like the way she plays defense, the way she hustles, the way she goes for balls and things, you know, sets the tone for the rest of those girls and what the expectation is, you know. So it's been a lot of fun. Maybe I'll get a few more hugs now that it's all over and I do coaching, but we'll see how that works out.
It's okay to be dad a little bit, so I'm happy for you that you got that opportunity to be able to coach your daughter. What a great career. You know, and again, you get to stand next to her and bring a lot of hardware back home to Centralia. Boz, anything else you want to talk with Coach about?
No, just outstanding job. No question about it. Love the way your girls play, the effort, the hustle. That's something, you know, we talked a lot about. You just, when you come watch Centralia play, it doesn't matter if it's a state tournament game, when you come watch Centralia play, you're going to get a ton of physicality, just hard nose in your face defense. I love it. Really enjoy watching the team. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, Coach, really appreciate you, the willingness that you've got for us in media to you know, grab you, get an interview with you. Really appreciate you coming over and talking to us after games as well. You guys have been fun to watch. Congratulations on getting third.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you guys for coming out and doing this.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. All right, Head Coach Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Lady Panthers here in Dodge City. We got to take a one more final post-game break to get all of our spots in. We can't do this without all of our business partners to make this state tournament run possible. We got our player to bank on coming up next here on the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company. Road to Glory, powered by Giant Mobile here on 103.9 KNZA.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Bonds back with you one final time here from Dodge City, America. Megan Sturton back in the studios. At the conclusion of this, we invite you to switch over to 92.1 FM KMZA for the second half of Axtell and Hanover 1A Division 2 boys title game that Quentin Prophet is calling, as we are going to wrap things up here from Dodge City for that. At halftime, Axtell leading 29-27 in that ball game. That game again at the half. Want to remind you all season long, our final stats and halftime stats are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holt Tax Services and Holton, with Mike Tank and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, and ADK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Broadcoff, providing the help you need when you need it. All timeouts this season here on KNZA as well. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, proud partner for timeouts throughout the season. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect timeout snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn to choose from. It is the perfect timeout snack. And you're listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Once again, your final score here from Dodge City, 76-16. Lady Panthers from Centralia defeat Pretty Prairie to take third here in 1A Division One girls classification at the state tournament. Buzz, we didn't talk about this with Coach Thompson. We didn't talk about it really on air, but I do want to make one mention of it. To me, more so than ever, I thought it yesterday. I had the comments made on air yesterday, but now I emphatically say that semifinal yesterday was the state title for the Class 1A Division I girls. Yeah, no question about it. Absolutely not. Now, I will say this game with Little River and Wabunsee is I think it's going to be a decent game. I think Wabunsee, their ball control style of offense, is going to slow Little River down. But if you just stand these teams up side by side, Centralia, Little River, to me, head and shoulders above everybody else. Now, with that said, it's
it's a hard spot to really, you know, try to predict. Well, that was the state title game last night, but man, it sure was a great game, and what Centralia did just now that we just witnessed, I think they left no doubt. Like, they should have been playing for a state title.
They were one of the top teams in the state, no doubt, and they've left no question about it here today. Again, defeating a 23-3 team, the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs, 76-16. Final order of business for us before we send you back into regularly scheduled programming here on this Saturday. We encourage you again to flip over to 92.1 KMZA in just a few moments for the second half of Axtell and Hanover. And then you can go to 96.9 The Pulse here in about 30 minutes from now for the Silver Lake Girls State Title Game 3A out in Hutchinson. Avaz, our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, player to bank on here tonight. The player to bank on, again, in downtown Hiawatha, presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust. What do you got?
And you love it to me. You love it when you give it to me. And you know what's going to happen here. I'm sharing the love. I got to go. I mean, there's a ton of great stats on here. Hayden Kramer at 14 points, 9 assists. Impressive. That's impressive. Blaine Becker had 12, 4 boards. But I'm going with the Twin Towers. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about these two over the years. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp. Tava with 16 points, 10 boards. Josie with 15 points, 13 boards. 2 double-doubles. We love from those two.
We love double doubles, no doubt about it. By the way, this was a burger.
Absolutely.
76 points, so a burger put up by the girls. Your Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Co-players to bank on tonight, Josie Haberkamp and Tava Gibbs. Congratulations to the Centralia Panthers on a successful season. 24-4 the record. They bring home 3 years in a row now hardware from the state tournament. Third place in 2024. Championship trophy a season ago, and third place again this year. Head coach Dusty Thompson and the Panther faithful say so long to Cora Thompson and Claire Heinen, but the Panthers return Hayden Kramer, Stephen Rempe, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, Maya Tanky, and Melena Becker from regular rotational team from this Panther program. Bob, there is high expectations for them to return next year as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's high expectations every year. But bringing that nucleus back at the core, obviously you lose a couple seniors like you do every year. But, yeah, I think if you're a Centralia fan, you're anticipating being at the state tournament every year for the next couple at least.
So you can thank all of our sponsors for making this road to glory out here in Dodge City possible. Every ad that you've heard throughout the broadcasts across the MSC Sports Radio Network have been businesses that have partnered with us to ensure you at home can enjoy state tournament basketball here on your local sports authority. We're making certain back in studio, my partner Bonds, this is Jake saying so long from Dodge City for the final time of this basketball season. The Panthers are victorious in the third place game. They defeat Pretty Prairie 76-16. Thanks for hanging out with us and tuning in. This has been the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
When the trails are calling you, make sure your machine is ready to answer. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, they're your local headquarters for Can-Am UTV, ATV service repairs, parts, and accessories. From routine maintenance to upgrades that boost performance, their experienced technicians keep your machines running strong. Need new accessories or parts to customize your ride? Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia has you covered. Get back on the trail faster with the team Riders Trust. Visit BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com. Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Ride hard. Ride ready.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work.
It also takes the right finance.